Good evening, and thank you for joining us to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Several of us have gathered here in the living room, and Brother Freedom is here, and the Lord's going to use him in a special way. He's come back from a trip to Central California, and he's seen a lot of interesting things. Father, we thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you, and we bless you, Lord. You're so wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for how you're going to inspire each of us, and you're going to touch Brother Freedom, and you're going to touch the listeners, because, Lord, you love all those people so much, and we thank you for your love. Thank you for your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this wonderful day. Lord, I feel your presence. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you that you're real. Lord, I live in a messed up world out there, and when I come in here, you really touch me, and I appreciate you keeping me out there, and I know that you guard me, you protect me, and Lord, even though you gotta let me walk out there as everybody else walks, still I know you're very close, and I know you're very special, you're very real. And you're very faithful. You're always on time. And Lord, I just thank you for all the many blessings all my life. I've seen your power for many, many years. I've enjoyed your goodness. I've enjoyed being led by your Spirit. And Lord, I've been so fortunate. I don't know why you've let me see these things, but you're so wonderful. And I just want to tell others that you're real. You're very faithful. And you love us so much. You want us to have the good things. And I praise you. And I thank you that your word says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And we thank you for that. And I thank you that you're preparing for us a place in heaven. That heaven is almost finished. You was telling me today that it's almost completed. And what a wonderful place it's going to be. It's going to be, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of men, the things that are going to be prepared for those that love you. And Lord, we know that we thank you that you're real. We thank you that you're coming soon for those that's looking for your coming. We thank you and we pray that you'll bless this night in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. This scripture, I know it by heart, but this is laying on it for yourself treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break and steal. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. And I was thinking about the foolish man and the wise man. The wise man built his house upon the solid rock. And that building, I'm thankful that I started on my building many years ago. And I hope most all Christians, because that's the time to start. Because we can't lose one day. We got to build our vessel of praise to glory to God, that God will be used in us in a very special way. And what we do for the Lord, we never lose that. That treasure is there. All the times that I've prayed, I know that many of you prayed and prayed and prayed. There's not one word that God doesn't hold for us. And many times it goes up in the store, laying up in heaven. It's up there for us. And sometimes we need to draw on it. We need to, when we go through those low periods, when we really love the Lord, but when everything's getting to us, when our old body is starting to fall apart, you know what I mean? I don't even know whether he's going to take us home. And through that, we go through that night, and the next day, he says, "Lo, I'll be with you always." Such a wonderful Lord. Such a wonderful Savior. But the Lord was telling me today that many, many, many of our people, when they become saved, there's really no building. And what's the tragic part I hope I can say this exactly why the Lord showed me, that we have so been in earnest getting people saved that we then learn to, it's like having a bulldozer out here and you want to use this thing for work, but you forgot that you need to keep it in condition, and when you want to use it, it don't work. It don't crank up, it's got so many things wrong with it, it's just disjointed as a workpiece. The Lord was showing me too that this whole network of churches in America were all established by people really that didn't have too much. But the problem is they never grew from that big beginning. We're supposed to be a growing point, and there's no depth in many of God's houses. There's no depth in direction, no depth in the Word, no depth in the Spirit, and many, many are very lax. Many have taught, you need to get saved, and that's basically where most everybody I've talked to out in the world, that's where they are. They've got maybe saved, and that's what they're clinging to, that clinging to that point, and that is worthless. It's not going to carry you through. You need an up-to-date experience that will be with you now, and if God tarries 20 million years, it'll still be up to date. If it comes tomorrow, it'll be up to date. And we got to work out our salvation with a lot of fear and tremblingness. The last few weeks have hurt me very. I'm going to tell all of you, I thought my heart was going to stop a few times because of what I can carry in, where people are. The don't cares, I'm all right. I'm giving my heart. So there's more to it. What I'm trying to say, they're going to come up at that time, and God says, "Hey, I never knew you." And this is sad. To me, it saddens my heart, breaks my heart, because I love people, and I want them to have the best. Ooh, come on, sheep to the Mokuba. The Gabakula glory. Oh, Kamashila Kalamasan, for I the Lord thy God am calling my people, and my people don't hear me. They're very distant to the Lord their God. They don't even sense it when I speak to them. They're doing their own things, and they're thinking about their very selfish needs. But I say, many of those needs, I am the one that gives them all of those things. I say that I give them a land that produces food. I give them a land that bread and milk and honey. I've given them all these wonderful things. But I say, what would happen if a great tragedy would happen today, tomorrow? Where would my people be? They'd be hopeless. They would be, out away. My people need to know me in such a degree that if all heaven would stop, they're waiting for me, and they're patiently waiting, and they are ready, and they feel the things that are happening too, but they have the Savior, they have the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart. They know that this, my Son is real, says the Spirit of God. He is real, and He's validated in their hearts in a very special way. But I say many of my people have lost that. They went after traditions. They went after the plans of man. And they even have got the extent of getting great baseball fields on their properties and all these things, and get children and basketball courts. All these things to get people in the house, but the house is empty. The house is empty. You get those in your sanctuaries, and the sanctuaries are empty. They're empty from the Lord their God. And you're doing it in man's tradition. You're going in man's ways. And with that said, Spirit of God, you will not be completed. You will not know until that day happens. When that day happens, you'll feel so out of place. You'll feel so neglected. I say you're living in perilous times. For I say, and my word said, declares, and knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is salvation nearer than you believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us, therefore, that's us, you out there, let works of darkness, and let you put on the whole armor of light. That's what I mandatory for my people to do. They should be prepared, whatever comes their way. My people need to be indoctrinated in my word. My people need to walk in my word. They walk in my spirit, and they will not be fulfilling the lust of the flesh. But I say many of my people are out in harm's way this night. They go after the traditions of this world. They go after going places, seeing things. And I say that seeing things is okay, but they lead me out of their lives. And that's where it's wrong. I need to be with them wherever they go. And I will walk with them. I will talk with them. I will be their God. They should be my people. Did not my word say, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I'll be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. It says, there have been therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us there cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfect the holiness and the word of God. My people, I say, my churches do not even, they don't even tell their people about the works of flesh. It's a thing that they don't even discuss. But I say, sin will not occupy itself in heaven. And I say, you can make things, men can make things so easy that men will come to it. But if it's so easy and they can live in it because if there's nothing demanded of them, I say, I demand a higher calling. I demand higher things of my people. I say, what they've given to people as my doctrine is below my standard, says the Spirit of God. Don't you see it, my people? It's below what I have ordained. I say, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. But I say, my people are living in the molly grubs. They're living very unprepared, unready, walking in fear. Did I say that the fearful shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven? There's many things that I've said, it will not come. But I say my people are found themselves walking very fearfully, very walking out in the world. And these things, they need to realize, my people, thy coming soon. Well, I love thee, my people, but I say, my coming is very soon, says the Spirit of God. God's here to bless his people. He's here to give you courage right now before that day comes. He could say nothing to you, but he's speaking to you, letting you know that he still loves you. And however this word goes over the world tonight, he loves you out there. You're in China, Timbuktu, wherever you are, but he wants you to walk in some holiness. If you don't understand what I'm talking about out there, maybe you're in a place that there's nothing said about the word, but you need to read the word of God and read it, seek it, and eat it, and it'll sell you to abstain from all appearance of evil. And you can know that what there is, you can learn that God will give you a spiritual conscience. Many people have not a spiritual conscience. Their conscience is very seared and very anemic. There's no power structure in their conscience. The people of God really need to realize that God loves them in a very special way. But he's given this precious book. And the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This word of God I was thinking about today, I haven't got much education, but God has added me to read this wonderful word over and over and over, and I have it in my spirit, and I know it's available to anybody. It's anybody. If you'll take this word, and he'll bless you. When I started reading this word, God bless me. Let me see what was going to happen. There's power reading this word. And it gives us a foundation that the Spirit of God can come in our lives, and we can be fitted for righteousness. That we can walk in his holiness. Without, we cannot please God. The Bible says we must come out from among them. And to be ye separate. That's what the Word of God says. And you can't say, well, that's God's right on mind. Well, we'll give that point to God. Yes, he's narrow-minded. You know, my son is going to go to a college, and he's going to be a coach there for the girls' baseball team. But this college, you can't go there unless you maintain a little character. And if colleges ask for that, churches should too. We should want nothing less. We need high principles. Yes, they're high, but that we need them. And then with those high principles, I'm just saying, generally, we're going to see God. Nothing's not supernatural. This is just the Word of God. We need to lay it out that we stand upon this and we'll survive. We're going to walk in victory. And we're going to walk in His promises. And God's going to answer our prayers. Wasn't that wonderful? God will answer your prayers. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eye is on you over the righteous, and his ears are open to their cries. Call on me, my people. It says, I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you can know not. We need to lay up for ourselves treasures upon heaven. We've laid up for ourselves in the humanistic areas. And you know, we can't get to. I was speaking to the Lord. He says, there's no way you can get. You'll never attain. That's why we got to keep striving. I'm striving harder now than I did when I was, because I don't have the stuff that I used to have. I could work all day, all night, come home, read the Word of God, and get back up and go to work. I can't do it now. But that's what God wants us to keep on moving. It's like we're going down a steep river, and we've got to swim upstream. We must work out our salvation with fear and heavy trembling. God's coming soon. It's not going to be easy. He says, be ye strong, Lord, and the power of might put you on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to walk worthy of God. We might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. In every good work. Increasing with all strength and knowledge, according to His wonderful power. Boy, that's what an outline. We can build a sermon on this. God wants to lay out some things. He says, come out from among them. What's He talking about? The world. He says, love not the world, neither the things of the world. Any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. You know, you can feel the Spirit of God just like here tonight. And tomorrow, you may not feel it. And you probably won't. We're living in a time when this old body is living in a sinful realm. And God wants we to survive. We can survive. We will survive. But we got to keep it spiritual. Because we're living in some standard conditions. The only way we can do is say, praise Lord, I love you. I thank you, Lord, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, come on, sit in the mouth. Oh, come, glory to God. God is here to bless His people, to make His face shine upon you. He's in the service right now. He's out there through the land where this voice is coming. God will touch you this night. God will heal you. Whatever you need is, God will do it. I'm putting all the strength that I have in this night. God's here to meet your need. God's here to you can be qualified by His Spirit. And where His Spirit is, there is liberty. You know, if we can see the love of God as though we can't imagine what God has done for us and what He's doing for us. When we was born, we were born into a... We didn't ask to be born. But when we was born, God was making us a living soul. We was going to be in our mother's womb. He knew us as we were. At that time, God ordained some of us for eternity. And just like Hannah, she gave Samuel back to God. We got to do that too. We're marked with a price. We don't own this body. God says, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been redeemed with the cares of this world, that the glory of God can rest in your life in such a powerful way that you can be a witness wherever you go. God loves you. He wants to meet every need out there. You know, Brother Clint and I are going to be meeting a lady, and I know that God's going to heal her. God's going to do great things. He's already doing them. He's doing what we couldn't do with ourselves. We don't, and that's the way God is. You don't really don't know, but God knows exactly what's going to happen. So He's got plans for each one of us in this room, in each one of you out there in the world. Tony, wherever you are, He's got plans for you, and you're going to be lifted up by angel wings, by the Spirit of God. Did you know that God's got 2/3 of the angels? So He's got greater power. He's got greater. And that greater Zetus of you, it means that you've always got greater power than what you're facing. Like me right now, I couldn't make it myself. But God's going to bring me through. He's going to meet every need tonight. He's going to fulfill exactly as He wished for it to be. He's ordained this whole day. And you need to be encouraged. He'll never leave you. I think that is the more the personal touch that I have over most people. He has lived in me, around me, and He wants to do that in all of us. He wants to be part of your life because people don't know about it. They're so distant. That's why God's shot me way down to nothing, because where I could speak this to you, I couldn't tell it if I was super wound up like I used to be. I got to be broken. My nose is running. My eyes are watering. Not easy to get my breath. But that's what God wishes for it. Because I love everyone. I love you out there in the world. I am a connection between God and you. And God wants you to receive it with gladness. He wants you to be filled with His power, with anointing, that you'll feel that glory upon your life, that you'll not no longer be a castaway, but you'll be a vessel of praise. You'll walk in victory. Never feel alone no longer. You're going to walk in His love. You're going to walk in His power. You're going to walk in His anointing. God's going to go with you. And He's going to make His face to shine upon you. He's going to be gracious unto you every day of your life. My people, you need to seek me, said the Spirit of God. If you'll seek me, I, the Lord thy God, shall endue thee with power of my Spirit. Yea, I will baptize thee afresh and anew in the way of the early days of Pentecost. I will fill you and anoint you with the same anointing that Brother Freedom has. And you'll receive it. And you'll receive that same wonderful blessing. I'm here to touch thee, my people. I'm here to use thee. Seek me. For I love thee. I see thy hearts. Seek me this night. Seek me through the day. Seek me at all times. But I say I wish to speak to my people through my Spirit. My people are absent from the one. They do not even recognize. My Holy Spirit is how I speak to the hearts of my people. That's how I'm speaking to this man here, says the Spirit of God. That's how I speak to you. It's my Spirit touching you. And my people need to be filled this way. They will not be no longer hurt. The enemy has hurt many. But I wish to save thee, my people. I want to redeem thee. I want to make thee whiter than snow. And I will walk in my blessing. I will walk in my fulfillment. And I will walk in my counsel. And I shall uphold thee in a mighty way. Look to me this night, for I love thee, my people. I love thee. But lay not for yourself treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. My people, lay up for me this day, and I'll bless you. Call upon me while I am near, and I will bless thee. Come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. I am here to touch thee, my people. Seek me this night, and I will uphold thee in a mighty way, says the Spirit of God. Father, I thank you for your word. I've done my best. I believe out there tonight, if you have a need, and the most need that you have is the desire to be better. a desire to be walking in the Spirit. And that's where people are. They do not have the desire for it. God's people need to have that desire, that drive. They want it in them. It's sweeter than honey. It's more powerful. The atomic bomb. It's real. And that Spirit, we need to seek for it. We need to say, Lord, I love you. I thank you that you're real. And God will meet your need this night. He will bless you. He'll help you in a mighty way. Lord, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this night. I pray that you'll anoint them in a very special way. Lord, I've done my best. I pray that you'd bless your people in a mighty way. I pray that you'll uphold them. And Lord, you love us so wonderfully and so wonderfully that we can't imagine. I have not seen the ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that are prepared for them that love God. And Lord, we thank you that there's no way that we can even understand the good things that you have for us. But let your people feel for it. Let them desire for it. I pray that they'll have a desire for you this day. And a deeper desire, a deeper love, a deeper concern in Jesus' name. I'll pray for your people. Father, I pray, lift up those off through the world today that this message going. Whatever your need is out there, seek God. Seek God. Seek holiness. Seek walking in his footsteps. Seek for higher things. You can never get too high for God. God loves you. And all those people years ago spoke some things about you need to get down on a lower level. It's absolutely wrong. We need to seek higher. We can't get too high for God. God will help us. We're mortal. We're just humans. But God wants to put his favor upon us. He wants to put his Spirit within us that we might walk in a very fashionable way, a very gentle way. And I think, really, that we need to be harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. We need to walk in humility. We need to walk in his power, but we're not whips either. We're very powerful. But we don't go out showing ourselves off. We don't go about bragging about ourselves. We don't do those things that point to ourselves. I'm going to read something numbers in closing. The Lord's put them in my heart. It's there in the same place we was at. But I think this here really fits most people. It's just before that's what the scripture I already said. God spoke to my heart. It says, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto the Father which seeth thee in secret. And thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. I learned that would be probably a capsule in my life, my testimony, as I kept it to myself. And God's blessed me. And I think every one of us, we shouldn't say any more than we have to say. God will just, you need to keep some of those things in your heart. Like Mary, put those things in her heart. And all of it, that's just, it's a word of wisdom to you tonight. Just don't tell everything you know. Give it to God, and God will bless you. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless all of you in a mighty way. God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. Amen.